Saturdays with Stella, how my dog taught me to sit, stay, and come when God calls. I'm Allison Pittman. Before Stella, there was Newman, and Newman was perfect. In all of his 11 years, he never chewed a shoe, never woke the neighbors with his barking, never pounced on anyone from across the room. Newman knew how to be at my feet without being under them. He knew his place on the bed was at the foot, not the pillow. Living with Newman was less like having a dog and more like sharing a home with a gentlemanly old uncle who insists on wearing his suit, coat, and tie, even though he hasn't been gainfully employed for at least 20 years. He came into rooms and onto couches only when expressly invited, and vacated them with the slightest gesture. His greatest fault was that he suffered malodorous problems when he ate spicy foods. Newman was my dog. I couldn't take more than 3 steps without him right at my side, silent and unassuming. My husband, Mike, and I hadn't been looking for a dog at all. He simply showed up on our doorstep, fully grown, ate a piece of cheese, and never left. When Newman was young, he could jump so high, a specific command would bring his front paws to my shoulders. When I was pregnant with my twin sons, I was terrified that he might jump up as I held one of the babies. So I dressed a teddy bear in a onesie I'd received as a shower gift, held it in my arms, and told Newman, "Don't jump." And he never jumped to my shoulders again. Newman, with his penchant for short walks and long naps, was the ideal dog for me. But he wasn't really a fun...